at flymhk.com.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350, continue to welcome phone calls. I guess we've dealt with this quite a bit now. I don't know if there's any more to add when it comes to the one item on the agenda, which could make for an interesting. I know, Mayor, you haven't had as much chance to talk.
Well, but like you said, you know, we were saying this is, we've had focus groups. We've discussed it for quite a while now, but we're still open for community engagement involvement. This is the first reading. So feel free to come this evening. We start at 7 o'clock. This is our only general agenda item. We would love to hear from you. Any positives or any comments or any tweaking that feels necessary, or if you're satisfied with what we have, you know, this is definitely what we want to hear, because we want to take care of all of our residents, including our landlords and the tenants. This isn't a one-way street, so we want to make sure we're doing it right. And right now, I feel comfortable with what we have in front of us.
Ron, anything more to add?
I would just add that, you know, there is a little bit of a cost to this. We're planning to implement it. Most of it's in bumping about a three-quarter time person up to full-time, as well as some initial software costs for the program. A lot of the data we have from the previous one, so it's a matter of updating that. And we've tried to make that process of registering the property. Obviously, there's no cost, as easy as we can on the owners. And then about $40,000, and then we think it'll be about $20,000, and we're proposing to absorb that cost. The other aspect there is that, you know, we mentioned a lot of times there are tenant initiated problems, and we have cited tenants for various issues. So as the mayor was indicating, educating them not only on what do they do if there's something wrong with the building, but what their responsibilities are so that they don't get cited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some good points made here. Well, I guess moving along, consent agenda, there's some items there also of interest, I would think, to the folks.
There are a few things there. We've got some special assessments that we're getting ready to issue relative to some residential subdivisions primarily. There's about 11 public improvement districts. All of them are residential subdivisions around $1,484,000, and they're all to the benefit district with no city at large participation. We have some temporary notes we're hoping to sell today. This would be construction financing. There is about $880,000 in special assessments, again, for some residential subdivision projects. And there's about $2.4 million in capital projects. And this includes the diverging diamond improvements at K-113 and K-18 interchange, some of the financing relative to the uniform development ordinance that's being established, some stormwater work on Palisca Lane, and then some of the improvements down at the Manhattan Transportation facility project. We have some wastewater treatment plant, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing system improvements that we're seeking permission from the commission to go out for a consultant for professional services at our wastewater treatment plant. And we're anticipating those improvements that are budgeted to come out of our maintenance fund for wastewater, about $1.1 million in various improvements and upgrades there. We also have consideration of a consultant amendment with BG Consultants for $22,000 for some additional design work. This is associated with the West Anderson and Scenic Drive Kimball intersection roundabout project. You may recall that that particular project extends a sidewalk from the intersection of Anderson with Scenic and Kimball to the south along the east side of Scenic Drive. Right now, there's no sidewalks on Scenic Drive, but some of the residential subdivision, once you get across Wildcat Creek on the south side of that, you've got full residential that have interior sidewalks as part of their development, but they really don't go anywhere. So we believe, obviously, with the commercial improvements that are going to happen at the roundabout, which is really the trigger for a lot of these improvements on West Anderson, there'll be folks that are going to want to walk to that commercial development from that location. And so this does build a sidewalk and uses the bridge on the east side as a component. So the challenge is, how do the people that live on the west side of Scenic Drive safely cross Scenic Drive and access that new sidewalk system. And so when we were looking at the project, we were suggesting pursuing an improvement that actually would take the sidewalk under the south abutment of Wildcat Creek Bridge. And what we didn't design it and bid it with the project because we had a number of potential hurdles to go through with anytime you're doing something in a streamway bed. It takes a lot more steps. And so we have gotten clearance from the Corps of Engineers that says we can do this on their nationwide permit basis. So that really streamlines the design project. We've done this at several locations with the Linear Park, most notably out along the Blue River where the trail and sidewalks go underneath US 24 and the railroad is bridges as well. So it's a you can make it very safe from that standpoint, but it will provide they'll design a pathway then that extends under the bridge, ties into that sidewalk system on the east, and also links the sidewalk systems on both sides and can go through those eastern residential areas and take the bridge into Annenberg Park if you don't want to access the sidewalk going to the north. And that will access a sidewalk system that actually will go, once the commercial development's done, at the Miller Parkway extension to Scenic Drive, up to that particular area too. So it's a very good connection link for folks. And there's a lot of folks with the apartments and the other housing on the west side that are they kind of dash across Scenic Drive now at some of the intersection at a fairly high speed limit. So this will improve the safety there significantly. And again, this is just the design contract and we'll bring the design back once we have bids.
Not to digress too much, but speaking of that project, I know that there's a lot of construction work there right now, and 20 miles per hour and that's a day long. I've noticed, yes. I kind of go through that area on occasion, and people, it seems like at night when there aren't workmen there, they think they can go a little faster again, but that's supposed to hold true the whole time then?
It is, and you know, and it's certainly more important when workers are present, but it is in place all along because
real
the barricades
slow,
are
I'll
there,
tell you.
And at
you're
night,
used to just going through.
At night it's darker, so it's narrow, and so that's why the speed limits are a lot less. So there is a lot of activity going on there. I know just this week, a section of the trail along the north end of Annenberg Park, we're going to rebuild that trail and make it concrete, is being closed now. I think through May that trail will be closed as they start to work on that. But if you've been through there lately, you've seen a lot of new concrete. Those are the detour roads that are being built, and then we'll carry the traffic, and they'll be fairly narrow, and you'll have to stop more. So I know there's folks that have to go that way because it's the most direct, but as things still really start ramping up into the main construction season, things will get a lot busier there too. And so you might want to think about some alternate routes.
And
too.
I go an alternate route usually to work, but
right.
every
yeah.
once in a while I have to be in that area of town,
sure.
and it makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go ahead and take another break? It's now 9:32, and Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear with us today, 537-1350 if you want to enter into the discussion. I know still some consent agenda items to go over, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Tap the free ESB Financial app on your smartphone for banking on the go.